Hello, and welcome to Under the Groomers. Great stuff.
I was saying hi, yeah, but I thought you were talking to me.
I was doing my big intro.
Sorry, carry on.
It's fine. You do the intro this week.
Hello, welcome to Under the Groomers with me, Julia Stenton.
And me, Jeremy Flynn. That was good. We're good at that. It's Monday. We're Under the Groomers.
Bank holiday Monday.
A bank holiday Monday. We've been out on the road. I've been out supporting George Lewis on tour.
I've been doing a different kind of tour.
You've been doing the tour of...
Pubs.
Hubs.
I'm doing a pub tour.
Gigging, not just getting, not just getting hammered.
I wish.
Yeah.
No, it's a particular pub tour.
Oh, you're not naming it. That's good. How have they been going?
Pretty fucking bad. Pretty rough.
I have also done these particular gigs. I think I did them a year or two ago.
And how would you categorize them?
I think I did two.
Yeah.
I think they were tough. Yes. Tough ones. A lot of white hair out there when I did it.
A lot of white hair, a lot of bald heads.
A lot of white hair. A lot of ambivalence, I would say, from the audience.
So I'm five down, five to go.
Holy hell. You're doing all 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did two.
Yeah, and it's left a stain.
And I remember them.
Yeah.
I remember them.
Oh, these are going to be seared on the brain for a while.
Whoa.
I love the people doing it. I absolutely love the people doing it.
And I've had
a great time with them specifically.
Yeah.
The gigs have made me want to pull my eyes out.
Just
really.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, everyone involved, I'm sure they're great.
Yeah.
But... they're not the ones you care about.
The gigs are bad.
Who's in them chairs? It's quite, forgive me if I'm mistaken, mm-hmm. It's quite a posh demographic because of the areas, would you say?
The pubs are all very posh, but because they all have hotels attached, which is great because you get like accommodation and the food is exquisite.
That's
like
lovely.
The food is so good.
Now we're talking.
It's worth it for that. Mm. But then you're filling up on this lovely food before you want to throw it all up.
Yeah. I remember they were rough when I did them. Yeah.
Yeah, they are quite. Yeah, I would say they are posher leaning.
It's Toryland, isn't it?
They're all a lot of them.
They're in Toryland, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just a bit. Five to go.
Five to go.
Maybe we'll do a live show from one of the kits. I'll bring the kit.
I messaged you after one of them because I was in such a dark place.
You've had a couple of late night texts before the drive home. A couple of, I would say, existential crises.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had three in a row last week and I honestly thought I was going to drive off a cliff. I text Jez and I said, I'm eating a baby bell in the car and I'm
standard.
Listening to a podcast about a woman who set herself on fire. Getting some ideas.
Yeah. I remember them. And I'll be back there one day. I'm not done with those days, baby. I've got a nice little bit of tour support work at the moment, but that stuff ain't never far.
No, it's hanging over
you. It's never far from the agenda. They're getting in the diary.
Please tell your friends about this fucking podcast.
That would be great if you could. What we want is to not be able, not have to say yes to everything. I think ever since going full time last year, the issue is that you do have to say yes to everything.
Yeah.
So that means you end up doing some really...
Yeah.
Some real tough ones.
And you know people say, you learn more from the bad ones.
Bollocks.
Yeah, I learn that I don't want to be here anymore.
I learn that I hate myself. Yeah.
And other people hate me too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't want to learn anything.
No, I'm quite blissfully ignorant. Mm. You never hear like blissfully well-informed, do you?
Exactly. That's exactly it. You want to come off and go, I'm the best. Right now, I think I'm the best and I don't want anyone to correct me.
Exactly.
Please don't correct me.
Yeah. Last time I saw you, I think I was day three into the in-laws.
The Australian in-laws visit at Julia's house.
Yeah.
1 month of pure in-law action. Julia.
Yeah, it's been a lot of that.
Julia's in the mud right now. ladies and gents, tough gigs, Australian in-laws. It's raining shit on Jules right now.
Yeah.
We got to drag her out.
Yeah, please do.
So how long you got left of the in-laws?
5 days.
Five.
6 days. Six days, sorry. So this weekend, we're all going to London.
course. Can't fly from Bristol to Australia, can you?
And then...
Come on, Bristol Airport, pull your finger out.
No, keep the finger in.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it firmly in.
This will be you done for a couple of years though, right?
Going back at Christmas.
Okay.
So I'm done for roughly 7 months.
Do they listen to the pod?
Not that I'm aware of.
Shout out Julia's in-laws. She's had a terrible time with you staying.
Lovely people.
Of course.
You shouldn't have to live with anyone for a month.
No way.
They sleep with the door open.
That's hard, isn't it?
My house is tiny. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah, we had some mates stay over once. And my house is tiny. And like the bedroom doors basically open out onto each other. And when they went to bed, they left the door open.
Isn't that strange?
It's weird, isn't it?
Well, I come home late from a gig and I'm sneaking around trying not to wake anyone up.
That's a horrible feeling as well. Tiptoeing about in your own house.
Yeah.
Can you see them from the...
Oh, yeah.
Are you peeping?
I'm trying not to, but it's hard. The door's wide open.
Make sure they're tucked in. Little kiss on the forehead. Is that an Australian thing, door open, do you reckon?
I said, oh, why is it you sleep with the door open?
That's very passive aggressive. Just out of curiosity, why do you do all the things that drive me insane?
Have you noticed that you snore quite loudly?
Yeah.
And she goes, I get quite claustrophobic.
Do which the
I
voice.
Aww.
You're good at the voice.
I'm not good at the voice. I can only say
claustrophobic.
Far out. Claustrophobic.
That's good.
I get quite claustrophobic.
That's perfect. That's really good.
Which I think is a dig at how small my house is. She keeps finding ways to tell me.
If that's true, that's world-class digging.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I'll give you some more. They went to Cardiff Castle.
Sure.
For a little mooch round.
If you're in this area.
Yeah, you got
check
to.
Check out CC.
You got to.
This episode is sponsored by Cardiff Castle. Cardiff Castle.
What's the tagline?
They've got a castle in Cardiff.
So they go around Cardiff Castle. I'm working, so I don't go. They come back. I say, how was Cardiff Castle?
And big question.
She goes, oh, yeah.
Ripper.
Bloody hell.
It was a ripper.
It's funny because she sounds nothing like this.
No, of course not.
And she goes, oh, yeah, I was quite surprised by how small the rooms were. And I said, oh, yeah.
Like being at your house.
In the castle. She goes, oh yeah, we walked into like what they called the grand room, and then she sat in my living room and she looks at all four corners of the room, mm-hmm. and she goes, probably twice the size of this.
Twice the size of this. I'm still pathetic. That's great. What a diss.
And then today I've just gone for brunch with them, and
where'd you go?
We went to Loaf.
What'd you get?
Oh, I got they're doing a special that's like burrata, just a big.
What's that?
It's like mozzarella, but soft. Mm. So you break the membrane.
And then
on the inside, it's like all soft, gooey mozzarella-y.
Sounds disgusting.
No, it's really good. It was really good. Anyway, so we're there and Pete goes, oh, Julia's off to record a podcast. They have not asked me one question about stand-up or my day job, anything. No questions. You know, in the olden times when people treated actresses like they were... sex workers.
Sure.
I think they think stand-up is the same
like
thing.
Like a dirty little secret.
Yeah, so every time I'm leaving in the evening to go to a gig, she's looking me up and down and going, oh, out again, are we?
Off to see your fancy man. Yeah. Maybe they think you're having an affair.
Maybe.
Yeah. That would be less depressing than doing stand-up.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Anyway, so Pete goes, oh, have you got any ideas for inventions for Julia to talk to
Here
Jez about? She goes, yeah, I've got one. If I lived in England, I'd want to invent a really tiny lawnmower. And I said, why if you're in England? That wouldn't be useful in Australia. And she goes, oh, because the gardens are so tiny here.
Yeah.
And I went, cool.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
you
can run one of yours while you're at it. Yeah. I'd invent a British wife that cleans her house.
I'd invent a mother-in-law who shuts the fuck.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's a good diss.
That is a good diss, isn't it?
Also, we've invented that, you idiot.
Yeah.
It's called a Flymo. Yeah. We already have that.
Get yourself on Hot UK deals,
yeah,
Lorraine.
Exactly.
Come on.
We've had them since the 70s. Idiot. That's good. I really like the idea of just using it as ways of digging at your shortcomings. That's really nice. Yeah. So she didn't really have an idea for an invention.
Oh, she did. She also wants transitions contacts. She doesn't wear contacts, okay. But she would consider it if you could do transitions. And I thought, actually, that's not a bad idea because then you avoid looking like a paedophile. Which is the problem with transitions lenses.
They're the ones that turn into sunglasses when they get light. Yeah. So one really funny idea because the contact lenses, you would just have black eyes. It'd be absolutely terrifying. Some guy just walks
like
in,
a serial killer.
Comes in from outside, he's got completely black eyeballs. And I cannot believe we're back on the topic. one conversation into this podcast, they should invent transition glasses that don't make you look like a paedophile because they haven't cracked that yet. Unfortunately, the big drawback, because it's a good idea when the guy came up with the transition lenses.
Great idea.
He's like, imagine if your glasses turned...
He didn't know that only paedophiles were going to buy them.
He must have gone, you're never going to believe what I've invented. And they've gone, what? He goes, with technology, I've invented a pair of normal glasses that when the sun is out, turn into sunglasses. They'd be like, we're going to be billionaires. Are there any downsides? Wow, that's one.
Pretty major one marketing issue we've got.
We found a bit of a flaw. The minute the sun comes out, everyone thinks you're a paedophile.
Why do we not all have transition glasses? I wear glasses. Yeah. I wouldn't dream of it.
No, of course not. Even women, it's not a male thing.
No.
Some of the women in transition glasses, it still looks weird.
It's off.
When you walk in.
And you got that half and half.
Yeah, it's just a weird look because they're still like normal glasses.
Yeah.
There's something about like normal frames with tints in them.
Yeah. And it's quite embarrassing. That embarrassing, like, I don't know how long it took, 20 minutes for it to equalise.
Really,
and you're there like...
You look like Bono in your work meeting because you've been outside.
I'd like to now interview the person who invented transitions lenses and see how they're doing.
Yeah, see if he's pleased with what he unleashed on the world. It's a shame they didn't go on Dragon's Den.
Yeah. And who are you pitching this to?
Yeah, Peter Jones would have been like, do you know they make you look like a paedophile? We're going to get some guests on this podcast to come and pitch their ideas.
And also we want to hear from you, the listener.
But more importantly, correct, Julia, we want to hear from you. Underthegroomers@gmail.com is the current email address, and we've had one in.
We've been flooded, I would imagine.
It's anonymous.
Okay. That bodes well for the idea. Yeah. They don't want to claim it.
It's good, but it's sort of a genuinely good idea. You can actually do this. So here's the idea. It is a business idea rather than invention.
Okay.
A silent hairdresser's. So the concept is basically no chat with the person cutting your hair.
Okay.
Which, as someone who dislikes small talk, I think it's a great.
I think that's a fantastic,
a really good idea. So it's understood.
Yeah,
there's no chat.
Yeah,
it's
just the sound of hair dryers.
Sit in the chair, get it done.
Yeah, is there music?
Sure, I guess so.
There's ambience.
I'm sure there'll be.
There's
some
just
ambience.
No speaking.
There's just no small talk, basically.
Right.
So I think it's a good idea.
I like it.
I guess the issue would be, how do you know what haircut? If it's like a strict...
How do you know what haircut you want?
How do they know what haircut you want?
Oh, there's no talking. Well, you have to mime it.
That's how I thought. Yeah, just point at your head.
And go, and then pinch your fingers as to how...
Less. Yeah, no, that's talking. You'd have to write the word less.
Yeah.
I guess maybe you could do that during the booking.
Yes, consultation over the phone.
That'd be nice. So you could just type...
Send some pictures in.
Send some pictures in, type it out, what kind of thing you want.
Yeah.
Because that'll give you a bit of time to think. Because they always ask, it's tough for guys when they ask the barber, when they ask what you want. Because really.
Why is it tough for guys?
Because it's the haircut, isn't it? I want a haircut. That's what I want to say.
Do you ever take a picture in?
Yeah, I take a
picture. Do you?
Yeah.
Of who? Which celebrity?
I take a picture of Jay McDonald. I want the long.
Flowing locks.
He does say, you know, you're sort of...
You need to change hairdressers because he's doing a terrible job of that.
A balding sort of 40-year-old man. Every guy has the same haircut.
Yeah.
It's the same haircut. That is it.
Yeah.
And it, obviously you've got various levels of...
You work with what you can.
Just cut the hair.
Yeah.
I feel like they kind of...
They know.
You like this, but less.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like this, but less.
Yeah.
You hear them, they're like going and going like, what, you got to talk about numbers of clippers and stuff.
Oh, God. Forget. Do you know the numbers?
You just guess. I just guess. I just go like this, but shorter.
Yeah, whatever you think.
Just give
You're
me
the expert.
A haircut. That's mm-hmm. what I want. I want a haircut. So I won't have to come back for a couple of months.
I thought the good thing about going to the barbers was that you don't have to do small talk.
There's a lot of chat these days.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of chat these days, especially in some of the place I go is fine. I found him now. The guy I go to is great.
Same guy every time. Because also, don't you with barbers have to just sit and wait?
Sometimes.
For one to be free.
Sometimes you can go in and roll the dice.
But
a queue up system.
I
book in. Oh, my guy. In fact, I don't even
shout
out. It's called Spruce and it's on Church Road in Redfield. Okay. And he's an absolute top boy. And he's a good lad.
Great.
Yeah.
Have you broken the small talk barrier with him?
Yeah, we're fine. I'm fine with him. He's a good egg.
Yeah.
But I've been, back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, most of them I can't go back to.
Wow.
Because...
You said something inappropriate.
I've just said something odd
Chucked
or
out.
I felt so uncomfortable. I'm like, I'm not going back there. Mm. Most of them. And
you started talking about paedophiles.
immediately.
They don't like that.
Yeah, my guy's cool. He's a nice egg. I've been going to him for like genuinely 15 years maybe.
Yeah, me too. I've been going to my hairdresser for, like probably 10 years. How long does your hair take to cut? How long are you in and out?
Under half an hour.
Yeah, mine takes like 3 hours.
What?
Yeah, if I'm getting it coloured.
3 hours?
Yeah, easily 3 hours. I actually love my hairdresser so much. She's great. Because I've been going back to her for so long, we've broken past the small talk. We're going straight into like family dramas.
But that's hard work. You've got to get to that point. Like,
she's very funny. So it's very easy to
I can't believe you spend 3 hours in there.
Yeah.
Before I found my guy, when I was young, there was a lot of going into like... big ones in Bristol where there's like 5 chairs and that's really tough because sometimes there's like communal banter.
Oof.
So like they'll be it's like a performance, so like they're talking to you but then they're bringing in people waiting.
Oh God.
And stuff like that, and it's horrific.
Like it's an immersive theater experience.
Exactly. And it's really one guy, I'm not kidding, right, I was having such a bad time. He's telling me about this cooking course he's been on, right?
You personally, you're having a bad time.
I'm having a bad time.
In the
hairdressers. Oh, I mean, and odds are good in my life at the time.
Yeah.
I wasn't in a great place.
Okay.
He's cutting my hair, right? This bloke, fucking yak, yak, yak. And I'm making it pretty... I used to try and go for the I'm a guy that doesn't talk. Like, don't.
Which you can get away with way more as a guy, by the way.
You can just grunt back a couple of responses, like shrug your shoulders a bit, and just sort of, But this guy, he was not having it. So he's yakking away, and I'm like, fucking hell. He starts telling me about this cooking course he's been on. All you want to do is go, mate, honestly, I couldn't give a single shit that you've been on a cooking course.
Yeah.
At one point, he puts down the scissors. And he gets his phone out.
No.
He's showing me pictures of what he's made. Oh, yeah, God, that's a duck a l'orange. I'm sat there like, don't put the scissors down.
Yeah, keep going.
That can never stop. Whatever is happening in here, that has to carry on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's as if you came in for the chat and the slideshow and the the haircut is a bonus.
Also, I'll cut your hair whilst I show you what I've cooked.
Yeah.
That was a night. That place was a nightmare. That was the place. I tried another guy at the same place.
Yeah.
And the conversation was so bad that I used to make up that I was doing stuff because I didn't have anything to talk about. So I told him I was going to Japan.
Oh, nice.
Just for something to talk about.
But then you have to remember the last lie
Couldn't go back.
No.
Couldn't go back to that one. Loads of places I couldn't go back to because it's so awkward.
You can't keep lying.
I think it's a good idea.
It's cute that your lie was that you're going to Japan.
He was like, you're going on holiday. And because I hate going on holiday.
Yeah.
Hate just doing anything.
Of
and you can't tell them that you're a stand-up.
Absolutely not.
Because
Absolutely
you're...
Absolutely not.
You are toast.
Yeah.
You're absolutely toast.
Yeah. I mean, my hairdresser, I got away with not... I genuinely love her so much. Zoe from Roots.
Here we go.
Go see
Big
Zoe.
Shout out
She's
to this
great.
One. Roots, good name for it.
Good name, isn't it? So I've been going to her for years. Didn't talk about stand-up ever because why? No one wants to hear it. No one wants to hear it.
Crazy.
Because also, unless you are, you know, regularly on telly, you're not a stand-up. Like, you're, I mean,
well,
obviously.
Speak for yourself.
No, but like, do you know joking. What I mean? Like, it's, no one wants to hear about the shit gigs.
Of course not.
That you're doing.
Of course not.
And people will only care if you're like, oh yeah, and then next week I'm gigging with fucking Jimmy Carr
exactly.
in New York.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
what they want to hear. Yeah. I can't provide that for
oh,
them.
Oh, you're a stand-up. Tell me about the terrible pubs you've Please. Died on your ass in. Yeah. yeah, exactly.
And then that was all fine until I got rumbled by another comedian in Bristol who also goes to her, who dropped me in it and told her that that's what I do.
So the other comedian must have been talking about...
me.
But they must have been talking about being a comedian.
Oh, yes. But she's also, she's a very proud comedian, I think. I should be honest with people. It's me. It's my insecurity.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't tell.
Yeah.
Because, again, any experience of telling someone you're a stand-up always ends bad. If you tell a taxi driver, 99% of the time, you just hear something.
Tell us a joke.
Yeah, or they'll end up telling
I've
you
a good one.
Telling
yeah.
you a racist joke.
Yeah.
That was another reason I had to go to another barber, because my guy, he didn't say anything racist.
Mm.
But I told you about him, didn't I? That it felt like he was always about, and the tension of feeling like he was about to say something.
Mm.
He's like, I got no problem with immigrants.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Think about me, I got no problem with immigrants, right? And I'm like, okay.
The way that you're saying it
yeah.
is so...
And he always used to like look over his shoulder and then say something that I thought was okay. Like, I ain't got no problem with immigrants. He'd have a little look around and be like, that's fine. That's good, isn't it?
Can we fix the way that you're saying it then?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
the way you're saying it sounds very much like you do.
I support Ukraine.
Or don't say it through gritted yeah, teeth then.
Right, yeah. So that was stressful because I was... He never did say anything... bad, but I felt like it was never far. I felt
Tense.
Like he was testing them waters. Well, I'm not going back there.
No, that's too much. That's too much.
Yeah, but I think the silent hairdressers is a good idea.
I think that is a good idea.
I think it's $1 million business.
I think we could extend that
to
most businesses.
Silence.
I think could be silent.
That is true.
I don't need to interact. There are very few people I need to interact with on a business level.
That's true, actually. Yeah. Silent mechanic.
Great.
What's wrong with it? Shrug. Throw them the keys.
You figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I just mime, call me.
Yeah.
Text me.
Yeah.
Text me is what I want.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Texting.
Text me.
It'd be good if you could text everyone, really.
I just don't. After the last month, I've listened to so much talking. I'm over it. In fact, my invention for this week, I want clones. Can we just hurry up with clones?
Clones, that's
Because for
good.
This month, I could have been on holiday for a whole month.
Just put
Employ
yourself.
The clone
So they're
the
just
month.
Just being you.
Just being me, but being the most delightful version of me.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could program that the clone hasn't got feelings. The clone doesn't care about if I feel bad that she thinks that my house is small. Or that
sure.
England is shit.
Doesn't get the feelings hurt.
Exactly.
Turn down the feelings on it. Just save the clone a bit of heartache.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a good idea. So this is like an AI Julia.
Just a replacement. It doesn't have to be like forever. I think you just...
Just what your in-laws are saying.
Yeah. You get to pick and choose when you use it. Like maybe, so that it doesn't get out of hand. But maybe like every year you get a certain number, like a holiday days at work.
Yeah.
Every year you get what?
Yeah.
Few days.
Few clone
handful
days.
Of days.
Yeah.
You get a handful of clone days to dust your clone off, get him out the garage.
That's nice.
Charge him up, send him in. The other people don't know. And you know what? I wouldn't mind if they'd have sent clones over of them.
Do you reckon?
I would not be insulted one bit if somebody gave me their clone. If I was like arranging to go for dinner with my friend and they sent the clone, I would not mind.
Would you not?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be insulted at
no,
all.
No, you just get the clone. Like you said, if you like gave them a good version of yourself. Because
yeah.
sometimes as well, like you turn up to things and you're like, I'm not doing well here. We went out to see Holy Sister the other day.
Yeah.
And I was really grumpy.
Yeah.
I was really not, I was a real grump and I thought, I haven't done a good job here. Yeah, that'd be good.
Isn't that a good idea? And you're right about turning bits up and down, because I know all she wants from me is like wide eyes, lots of nodding, and then the odd, oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Oh, wow. She doesn't necessarily want me to contribute.
That's true, actually. Conversation. Yeah.
She just wants to be heard.
That's true. My mum only wants to talk at me and me to listen.
Oh, it doesn't even need to be AI. It just needs to be like a step further than the nodding dog. Just an us-shaped nodding dog.
Yeah. What you want is a perfect replica of you that nods.
That just nods. Like a dashboard.
I think we can make that. Yeah. I think we can make that. Yeah, right. We'll get on to the boffins.
Take her transitions contacts away from her, so her vision's like slightly blurred.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fine. She would notice the difference.
Good. Yeah. How many times can you send the clone? Because that's the problem. Is you just. But if it worked well, you'd never be getting anything. Would you?
It's got to be restricted for sure.
You'd never be doing anything.
I think
you'd look back on your life and just in bed.
Because also
clones having a whale of a time.
Clones living life.
Clones at the wedding, catching the bouquet. Come on.
Clones got all the memories. You've got no memories. And also then people would be wanting your clone to go, like they're inviting your clone to the wedding and not you.
That's the problem. Yeah, can you send the clone? Yeah. Last time you came, you were miserable shit. You told my mother to fuck off. Can you send the clone? That's
Get
the thing,
the clone
yeah.
in.
Yeah, that is the worry though.
Okay, so if that's the problem, I've got an alternative for you.
Okay.
What if you could personally turn down like your irritation, turn up your joy, your like tough, care for others? Would you do that?
I'd like to think that you sort of think like,
but then you'd lose.
Hey, this is me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm miserable.
Take it or leave it.
But then would I be happier?
I do. Well, they say that, don't they? They say fake it till you feel it or whatever. Fake it till you make it. If you fake something.
Fake it till you feel it.
Yeah. Or fake it till you make it. But, you know, but like with feelings, if you pretend that you're happy for long enough.
That's bollocks.
The rest of your body is from the grumpiest man alive. That's bollocks.
I think that's bollocks. No, because
you got to trick your brain. It's tricky, like if you're a grumpy person, your brain is like so entrenched in being grumpy that you've got to really dig your way out.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we're too far gone, to be honest. Get the clones in.
They'd know something was up though. If I turned up and went, oh my God, it's so good to see you. They're like, he sent his clone again. Plus, what, you know, got grey areas. What if your clone started getting off with people?
What if your clone is amazing in bed?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if it's a good match, then it won't be. I won't have to worry about that. Yeah. What if he's a horn dog, my clone, and he starts making out with people? What if I start making out with my clone? Yeah. That's the big worry.
The wedding ring comes off.
Yeah,
from the
exactly.
Clone.
Me and the clone are just in bed.
Holly comes home.
Oh, my God. I made myself feel ill. That image.
I wonder how many people, if clones are a thing, you know how like narcissistic everyone is. I wonder how long before everybody just starts getting off with their own clone.
Oof, I can't imagine anything worse.
Comedians, not long.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them,
I know
sure.
a few who, if they could get off with themselves, they definitely would.
Yeah, but it's not perfect idea, but I think it's got legs.
I think so.
I think it's got legs. Maybe, like, you'd have to limit it to, like, things where you really don't feel like you need to be there. Do you know what I mean?
Where, like, a stand-in, like, one of those cardboard cinema stand things.
Exactly, like a guest at a wedding where you don't know either of them.
You're the plus one.
You're the plus one at a wedding.
Yeah.
And you're going because... a very casual acquaintance has invited you to a wedding to bump up the numbers.
Sure.
And you think... I'll send the clone.
Yeah.
Do you know what? They can have a... They're not getting the real thing.
No, they're getting the better version, to be honest.
Yeah, much nicer time for everyone at the wedding.
Yeah.
But I'll show my face. That's the thing. I think if it's the kind of thing where you'd be like, I'll show my face. A birthday, you're not that fussed about going to. You wouldn't go anyway. How about that, if that's the rule?
If you wouldn't go. You send the clone.
Send in the clones.
Send in the clones. And if you think, when this pops... this podcast.
Oh, right. I wonder what you're talking about.
When,
yeah, of course.
When this blows up
when this
and obligations come flooding in.
Sorry, guys.
You know, there's going to be a lot of charity requests.
Yes, you want us to be on. I was really hoping to be able to name a successful podcast then, but I couldn't think of one.
You have to listen to them first. Diary of a CEO.
Yes. Already
mentioned.
The one podcast we've heard of. That's the one where the guy starts it by saying, without further ado.
Ugh.
And it's not, that's not the expression.
No.
It's without further ado, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he says, without further ado.
Gross. He is a CEO, isn't he? He's one of the dragons.
Yeah, he's a dragon, yeah.
Yeah. What's he, how's he made his money?
I don't know. Oh. You're the finger on the pulse, not me.
I thought you liked Dragon's Den.
I like the concept, you know.
Yeah.
What I want is this. Like, I want a wacky invention. I don't want, like, oh, this app can do this and it's good for business.
This,
like,
steams your clothes.
That's
boring.
And
pocket.
I hate the fact that then they all get bogged down. Like, wow, questions.
Money.
How much money is it? What's it cost? What's your net gross? Shut up. It's a mattress you can piss in, Peter. What are you talking about? I don't need.
It's going to make millions.
We don't need to worry about the numbers. Peter, how many times do I have to tell you? The boffins sort all that out.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works. Yeah, so I think it's got legs. I don't think it's ready to go to market yet.
No? You think we need to iron out some kinks?
I think we need to iron out some kinks. Mainly, I think there has to be a limit on where you send them.
I've got an idea for limits.
Okay.
I think it should only get as many days as there are weekends in a year.
Because, so you can use it every weekend.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd send it to work.
Yeah, I guess. But then
so you could have a couple of work. You could use all your days work if you want to.
You'd like to think people used it for work, wouldn't you, rather than seeing friends and family.
Yeah, like that's your go-to. What social occasions can I get out
immediately, of? Immediately. Yeah, yeah, work, of course. But then again, like you said, probably do a better job than me. Because
you could dial up the funny.
Yeah.
Make it the funniest version of you.
I think that already exists, to be honest with you. I think at work, though, like, because when I'm at work, I'm really, when I used to be at work, I was really lazy and didn't do anything. Because the client might do a good job.
Exactly.
So that's quite good. They might care more about work.
But then you can't, or maybe, okay.
You go in one day and you go, oh, shit, we've been promoted. I'm not sending this guy again. No way.
Check your bank account and it's absolutely...
Nightmare. This guy's working up his way up the corporate ladder. He's putting pressure on me, this guy. I thought so because we're going to start interviewing people on this podcast with their business ideas, which I've already said a lot. But I think we need a catchphrase because, you know, on Dragon's Den,
I'm out.
They say I'm out.
Yeah.
So I think because we're going to have to knock back a lot of these ideas.
I think so.
Because people have.
I've seen the people we're asking.
Yeah. Yeah. A bunch of dumb comedians. Yeah. A bunch of dummies. So I think we're going to need a catchphrase.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
To say I'm out. Because that's what people say. And do you remember, it was a good catchphrase because it made it into like common.
Parlance.
Oh, good word.
Thank you.
We're so smart. I put myself in that category because you said parlance. Wow, look at our smart podcast. That's a great word.
Yeah.
Parlance. So we need something where we can say, we don't like your idea. I don't want to waste the boffin's time.
Yeah, making this isn't making it to the boffin's.
Stupid invention.
Mm-hmm.
And for those reasons...
Fuck off.
It's fuck off, isn't it? That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. That's exactly what I had in my head. That's the catchphrase.
Because we're not smart enough to think of anything. Yeah.
That was exactly what I had in mind.
Of course.
For those reasons.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. That's it. We've cracked it. Oh, man. That's perfect. So we go. I've looked at the numbers. I've seen how much it costs to make. There's going to be some problems.
I'm not bothering the boffins with this.
For those reasons.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Perfect.
What about if we like it? Do they have a urine?
Oh, no, I don't think they do.
Not urine, but you know.
Urine.
I'm in.
They
say
they go,
I'm in?
No, they say,
Oh, I'm in for
I'm going to make you an offer.
Oh, that's what they say.
I'm going to make you an offer. Unfortunately, though, we actually don't offer
it. Because they always say, offer.
I'd like to offer you all of the money for 3%, but we're not offering any money.
Okay, so what can we offer?
I'm going
to
say...
To take the idea.
We're all going to get rich. and then we'll just look at each other and go, but mainly just us.
Yeah.
Just us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great idea. Thank you.
Thank you. Fuck off and thank you.
Fuck off and thank you for your idea. Exactly. That is a good idea. Thank you.
Okay.
And fuck off.
And fuck off. Kindly
perfect.
Fuck off.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Great.
So if you have a business idea, email underthegroomers@gmail.com.
Yes, please.
So what's up next? Well, we've got a couple of interviews booked in.
Yeah.
So that's good. And in the meantime, people can email in.
I'm excited to see what they come up with, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. I like to think that it's one of those things that I think most people have got one tucked away.
There's usually something people have been brewing.
Yeah, I reckon most people have got an idea for a business just locked in the back pocket one day. A little rainy day idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Oh my God, I forgot to tell you. I shot a gun last week.
Gee whiz.
Did I tell you?
It's a late development into this episode.
Sorry.
Well, did I tell you? What were you... No, you didn't tell me.
So I went to a gig and I was grumpy, obviously.
So you took your piece.
I was like,
where's my gat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laugh at me or else.
Yeah, yeah.
Gat, is that a...
I think it's quite an it's been quite a dated term now. I think
GAT?
I think I'm showing my...
Is that a short for something?
Age. No idea.
Oh, okay. I'll take that one. And then, so I saw our friend Greg... A comedian, Bristol comedian.
He looks like he's got guns.
He's got a couple of guns.
If you were to say I met a comedian and he had a gun,
it'd be Greg.
I'd say it'd be Greg.
So I was moaning and he goes, oh, I've got a voucher for clay pigeon shooting.
Here we go.
Do you want to go? It runs out at the end of the month. And I said, sign me up, baby.
100%.
We went and I thought, oh, there'd probably be like a little, because he was like, you know, it's shotguns. Mm. And I thought, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, there'll be like a little one. They'll probably give you like a little, yeah.
Sawn off.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they'll give you one that's like relative to your size.
Sure.
They don't do that. It's one size fits all with the shotgun.
Do you have a girl shotgun?
Yeah. Do you have like a little pink one? Yeah. No, it was fun though. It was like, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Were you good at it?
No. Annoying, I wasn't really good at it. I hit a few.
Did you?
I hit more than I thought I would, to
That's
be fair.
Good.
I had one risky moment where...
Put it in your mouth. That'd be my problem.
And if only my hands had been long enough. So the guy obviously was very strict, as he should be.
Yeah, I hate that.
real snore.
The health and safety gun guy was a real party pooper.
He was like... Right, so I got to hand this to you live. So be aware, it is live.
And I wouldn't want my gun instructor to have a West Country accent. I mean, you do think like farmers and that, they probably know what they're talking about, but it's just the kind of thing you like.
Well, he also, he didn't hit a thing.
Did he not?
No. That's so we did three different areas. And so he did two practice shots on each one and he missed every single one. And he was, at the end, he was absolutely beating himself up about it. He was like, I'm going to have to get you to come back and so I can show you I can actually do this.
Great.
And I honestly thought he was going to cry at one point.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so there was one where I hit the first one. Yeah. So they came out in twos. I hit the first one, couldn't believe it, was celebrating.
Yeah.
I turned around to Greg when that was good on it.
Yeah.
And then the guy was like, there's another one. So then, you're supposed to have it really high up by your cheek.
Yeah.
Because I was like so out of sort of like, oh shit, there's another one coming. I did more shot from the hip.
Gee whiz.
And it was sort of like, oh God. And it was so fluky and I got it. And they were like, fucking hell.
Wow.
And Greg was like, that was so dangerous. If you hadn't got it, I think you would have got a bollock in.
Really?
Yeah, because it was really like, I swang right, like I just went and then shot it. Because I wasn't expecting to get the first one.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I forgot there's another one coming. So I just sort of like... It was so fluky.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then I thought, oh yeah, that was a bit close to him. I don't.
Out there blasting shotguns. You're about 4 foot two.
Yeah, I've never done anything like that.
I imagine if you fired a shotgun, you'd sort of fly backwards.
The kickback was harsher than I was expecting. Look at you with the... Oh, I got the linger.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was... I'm not a natural.
You and Greg went out shooting. What a mad Saturday that is.
It was nuts.
Yeah. Was Greg good?
Like, scary good.
Yeah.
He got so many. Yeah, I was like, fucking... If ever there's, like, tip him over the edge, we're all fucked.
Yeah. Before, when you said... I was at a gig and someone, I was like, this will be a Greg story.
Yeah. What else was it? Oh, I was going to show you something.
Oh, yeah.
My brother, for some reason, found a load of pictures that from when I was younger.
Here we go.
And he texted me and he said, I didn't realise I grew up with Anthony Soprano Jr.
Yes.
And I said... What the fuck are you talking about? And he sent me a picture and I look exactly like him. It's
no way.
Yeah, let
I'm
me
excited.
See. So this is
this can be the first thing we put on our Instagram.
Oh God, this is the first post. So this is Anthony Jr.
I was going to say, oh my God, you look so much like him. That's
this is
you.
Anthony Jr. That's me.
That's not you.
That's me. This cannot go on the
this
internet.
This is going to be the first thing.
No,
on
it can't.
It has to be.
No,
Jules.
Absolutely.
Are you lying down? Yeah. Are you reclining there?
I think I'm lying down. Yeah. Isn't that mental?
I sort of can't. You wish you looked like Anthony Jr. Yeah. Yeah, you're dreaming.
This is why I'm a comedian.
You look like Anthony Jr.'s ugly little brother.
You look like I ate Anthony Jr. Yeah.
What are you doing?
I know.
This is definitely going on now.
I don't
this
think
is
it
good.
Can.
This is good bait for, the, for the Instagram.
This is going on the Patreon.
Okay,
you
fine.
You got to pay for this. All There's right, a paywall great, yeah. to access this kind of...
All right,
of,
fine. We'll put it on the Patreon.
I thought you'd like that. When he sent that to me, I thought, I know one person who's going to enjoy
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, stay tuned because I tell you what, maybe we'll release it as a competition. Would you like to win a picture of
a
Jules?
A bidding war.
Yeah. All right, great. Thanks for listening. Do what you're supposed to do on the internet to like it and subscribe to
tell,
it.
Tell people.
Tell your friends.
Please.
The show is produced by Joe Shears and the theme music is by Rebecca Nash. Bye, Julia.
Bye.